Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
What we have to look at is, what were the disciples saying to them? He was telling them, amen, the experience of Jesus having died, been raised from the dead, and y'all crucified the King of Glory. Y'all have crucified the Messiah. Amen. The one y'all crucified is the Savior. Amen. So it was a message. It was a salvation message. It was the great message of salvation they were hearing. Why? Because none of them were saved. They were not saved. They were all there on the feast day. They was Jews. They weren't saved. They were from different places, but they were from different tribes, and none of them spoke Galilean. Somebody say, sound like a miracle to me. All right, so now, this was the rollout. This was the rollout miracle. And so after they heard the great salvation message, guess what happened to them? They got saved. Because they weren't saved. And after they get saved, then you get baptized with the Holy Ghost. They weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. The guys that were preaching had been with Jesus. Those were the ones that, Acts 2 talk about, they were filled with the Holy Ghost and tongues sat on each of them. Like if I begin a message and pray in tongues and you begin, they're going to sound different. Because there's an individual uniqueness in tongues and the expression of tongues. Glory, hallelujah, praise God. I just want to run down the aisle. I'm going to be calm. There's an individual uniqueness and revelation that occurs when you speak in tongues that's different than when I speak in tongues. My life, not your life. Your life, not my life. The Holy Ghost is equipped to function and operate and pray based on what's happening in your life to affect. But by the same token, he can unite us and have us speak in different tongues, talking to somebody, amen, in their language, and we be saying the same thing and don't know it. That shows how unlimited God is. God has no limits. But okay, now, but get this. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up with this. So when you look at how tongues, now that's just the tongues part. The tongues was at the rollout. Now, I hadn't gotten talking about healing in the other areas, because what occurred is God, the Spirit is now in the earth. Amen. And all the stuff they saw Jesus do is now available to man on an individual, unique basis. That's right. That's right. Yes, amen. Yes, amen. I said it. That's it. As you develop the Word of God in your life on divine healing, you'll start praying for more people. You have limited yourself. God has limited you to personal revelation of divine healing. That's an established fact. The Spirit of God has put people right by you, wanting you to pray for them. And you were limited to identifying the sickness and knowing that God will heal them. He wanted you to lay hands on them and pray for them. But what will happen is, you will give out what you have in abundance. If the ministry of healing is not taught and ministered in the church on a massive basis, the church will not witness with power the way they ministered in Acts. They were made for sick people. Anybody sick among you? Yeah. I mean, they get prayer in the grocery store, Walmart, not just at church. Anywhere they sick, you see people praying for them. Now they save Holy Ghost people that pass by sick people. But because that's a lack of confidence and revelation in the power of God and the healing power of God that operates uniquely through you because you filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay. What I said, title this message is mindset of the miraculous. Now this has the mindset of the miraculous. Whenever you pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, what you've done, you've released him, somebody say him, you've released him to give you revelation of things going on. You had no sensitivity and no alertness that was going on. Okay, say this, go there again. This is good, isn't it? Okay. Now, I need to give you more scripture and verse on, but I'm still giving you the general functioning of the rollout and the launching. Do you know there are things in your life, my life, our life, you can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and there are things that will be going on and he will tell you what's going on in your life. And you didn't even ask him. Not knowingly. You didn't knowingly ask him. But when you gave him the freedom to release in prayer, he posed the question through you about you. And then turned around and gave you the answer. Wonder why that
come up. Wonder why the Lord was telling me about this here.
Because you asked him. I don't remember asking him. I didn't even know it existed. I know it. The Holy Ghost did though. When you were praying in the Holy Ghost. You say, well, why he just going on and why he just going on and tell me something I didn't ask him? Well, you asked him, you did. You gave him free course. You released him. You released him. See, if it came out of your mouth, it was him. You have authorized him to do it. And it had, anything in your life had to do with your life. Amen. He's not trying to embarrass you. He's to bless you. That's God. That's God the Spirit. He said, don't drive the Winn-Dixie, walk. For what? It's all kind of things. So here, this is individual, supernaturally, this is what you've tapped into. The devil doesn't want you to know this. The Holy Ghost can tell you Tuesday, today. Yeah. He can tell you what you were planning to do Tuesday and tell you don't do that, do this. But you got to pray in the Holy Ghost. You have to release him. You have to release it because see, it's a spiritual law. I got to wrap this up. That's my second wrapping up, a third. When you release him, it's the same thing as the law of confession. Whatever you let come out of your mouth, come on somebody, Jesus, thank you, Lord, Holy Ghost. If it come out your mouth, you have authorized it. So what we've done, we've lived our life as believers by default. What? By default. We live by default. What that mean? That means you've been getting stuff you didn't ask for on purpose. But you released the authority for it to come in your life, not realizing running your mouth will ruin your life. Life and death. And the power of the tongue. The devil don't want you to know that. So he'll have you curse your own crop. Yeah, he'll have you to curse it yourself. Not realizing the danger and the damage to your voice. When the Holy Ghost pray, you know what he prays perfect scripture. He prays the promises Jesus died for. He prays redemption promises, peace promises, prosperity promises, divine guidance. He is not going to pray any unbelief in you, through your mouth. He prays perfect prayers. That's why it's so bad. That's why the devil don't want you praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They say, well, you know, if that be any among you that pray in the Holy Ghost, don't pray in the Spirit because somebody occupy the seat of the unlearned. How can they gain? Well, you know, that's talking about praying in the Spirit in church. If people being there, they're not baptized with the Holy Ghost, how will it edify them if they're not baptized with the Holy Ghost? Are you with me? Well, that don't mean don't do it. Amen. See, if they occupy the seat of the unlearned, like this information is causing you to occupy the seat of the learned. You have an understanding of the agent of the miraculous. This will be a good closing here. Because he's the agent of the miraculous. You've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, who's the agent of the miraculous. So now you're learning how to cooperate consistently with the agent of the miraculous, which is God, your Heavenly Father, God the Spirit. So the more you interact with him, you will develop a consciousness of the voice of God. Amen. Because he's going to guide you. He's going to tell you things. You know, you can pray in the Spirit and the Holy Ghost will send somebody to your house to tell you something. Speaking your language. He's like, why you come over here telling me that? I don't know, girl. I just had to tell you. If the Lord just happened to come over and tell you this. See, so when you have a mindset of the miraculous, you become open, you listen. See, you've been equipped. God's plan is victory. His plan is winning. When the scriptures say no weapon formed against you, it means none. It means ain't no surprise attacks for you. If you stay tuned into the Spirit of God. Oh, I've had a good time. Can you tell? God is so good. But you know, I'm going to tell you what I see. I see you sharing this with other people. That's why it's practical. God wants, if they don't get here, God, they love God, they want more, God will have you to share it with them. Now, I just went so far, amen, in terms of Acts chapter 2, and it went out, because Pentecost is coming, and said, they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilean. They were amazed and marveled. Those are the responses to the miraculous. Amazement and marvel. Marveling and amazement. That's the thing that Jesus said to the centurion soldier. Say, he marveled. He said, I've not seen so great faith, no, not in all Israel. So what you're doing is you've been equipped. Begin to tap into how you've been equipped. And then as you study the word, you renew your mind with the word of God. You're equipping yourself to hear the voice of God. So you've been baptized by the Holy Ghost. Jesus baptized you. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is Jesus' baptism. He's the high priest. High priest baptized you with the Holy Ghost. Now this message is called developing the miracle mindset. Says, listen, there's some times when you know you need a miracle. Well, how do I know? No. How do I know that, Pastor? When you know you can't do it. You out of money, out of friends, out of phone calls, out of yeses, out of noes. You are gone far as you can go. You need a miracle. That's what the doctor told Dr. John Osteen, Sean, said, if you don't get a miracle, your wife's going to die. He said, I'm going to get a miracle. And Reverend Osteen, he was new. I'm talking about Joel Osteen's father. He was new to baptism with the Holy Ghost. Saints, what I'm saying to you, there's some things you can buy and get and you don't know how to use it, and you put it in the garage, in the drawer, and you ain't seen it, don't know where it's at. Don't let this be one of them. Don't let this be one of them. Get up every day and put this to the test. Prove, like God said, prove me now, herewith said the Lord of hosts. Prove him. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. I mean, just acknowledge God. Acknowledge God in the fullness of his power, of his presence, and his love. I mean, the Holy Ghost, he's going to guide and direct you in areas. He's going to tell you and show you things. So your decision making in your life, things you're making, will be based on the guidance and direction of God the Father. I mean, there's some things in the Bible you haven't read and don't know yet. Holy Ghost know where they're at. He already know them. And he'll make them available to you. But he'll give you the answer and then show you. Say, here, that's what I was telling you right there. Yesterday, remember the day before yesterday? That's what I was telling you right there. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. I got to stop. Amen. Praise God. Say this with me. Say, I am developing a miracle mindset. My Heavenly Father desires to lead me and guide me and provide for me miraculously and supernaturally. I hear His voice. As I pray, He gives me guidance. He builds me up. He gives me insight as I study the Word of God. I'm not the same. I'm not a normal person, but supernatural. I'm developing a miracle mindset in the things of God. In every area of my life, according to the scripture, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. I got to stop right here. Woo, we serve a mighty God. Sister Linda, He's a mighty God. Amen, 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 amen. My God. Saints, listen. We were over there in Isaiah 53, and we were talking about the healing power of God. We were releasing who Jesus was. If God prophetically, in Isaiah 53, did and reveal who Jesus was prior to His birth, how hard do you think it is for Him to tell you about next week? That isn't no hard thing for God, for Him revealed to you. Well, I'm going to say this right here, go on record of saying this, Some of you believers, amen, we're all in the body together. You hadn't made up your mind on what you want. You need to become more decisive. Well, you know, I just want the Lord to bless me. You ain't through. You need to get specific about what you want. The life you want. You don't just talk to God like you know Him. Yeah, Lord, what I want to do is when I get 80, I want to feel like I did when I was 60. Can you do all things? I do all things, okay. You heard me, then you lower 60, like when I was 60, maybe even 55. That's right. You know, I had gave up some things I used to do playing and stuff like that. I want to be able to play that, do that again too. Ah, why would God do that? Because you asked. I never would have thought to ask God about that. You ain't miracle mindset. You don't have a miracle mindset. You got churchianity in you. You go along with what the other people say. You're not them. You got your own tongue over your head, don't you? You got your own prayer, praying in the Holy Ghost, right? You're talking about some interesting conversations. You get people sitting down and talk about their goals and see how different, how far apart. You say, well, what you going to do about being alive a long time? Oh, girl, I ain't talking about that. You know, you got to die from something. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do till. Oh, yeah, that's what you think about that scripture with long life. Amen, I'm telling you, man. I had an aunt, she was 103. I almost said 183. She was 103. And she was sound mind. You know, and I wanted to talk some healing talk with her, but a doctor already told her that her heart was going to go out on her and she only had so much time to live. I'm trying to figure out how to talk her out of that, what the doctor had said. But she was, I mean, her mind was very sound. She was like 103 already. And she was there in the healthcare center. As a matter of fact, she had like a birthday party and invited some relatives to come and everything, you know. I mean, for sound, like she was in her 60s or something. But the doctor said her heart, wasn't going to last. That's what the doctor said. Yeah. I want them to believe God. Amen. There's somebody out there listening. They're having the same situation, but they're only 60 or 40. You better learn how to believe God for the miraculous for yourself. You better learn how to hear the voice of God. Amen. Otherwise, people will help you die. They will help you die. Yeah, you know. They're going to cry, but you're going to be dead. I don't mean no harm, but I'm simply saying those of y'all, you can hear my voice and understand it. You got all that faith, you better do something with it. I'm telling you now.
I gotta go.
We was on that subject over in Luke, wherever we was, where Lazarus, the rich man Lazarus died, Kathy, and he died, and I mean, the poor man Lazarus died, and the rich man died. He's trying to get him to send Lazarus back so he could preach to his brothers. He said they have Moses and the prophets. If they don't hear him, they won't hear nobody raised from the dead. Now here they are dead, but here they are dead with this dead conversation going on by somebody coming back telling them something so they won't come where they at. Are you following me? That's the conversation they had. So now we all alive here talking about walking in victory. Amen. Living a long time, then going to the Lord. You need to embrace that. You say, you know, I don't think I've had a conversation like that, Pastor. That's very interesting. I never had that conversation. I heard the minister cover that. Well, this minister is covering this for you. It's in the Bible. You better put it in your scriptural stuff. If God didn't mean it, he would not have said it. Say, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Amen. Amen. When I used to say those prayers, when I first learned, I said, man, the devil might hear that and try to kill you. I would think, said that to myself, Craig. I realized the devil been defeated. I'm learning how to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. The devil will try to kill you even if you don't know it. He tried to kill me before I knew all this stuff. Man, did you pray? No, I wasn't even saved then. I had asthma. I wanted to know as much as I could about dying. But I'm like, man, I couldn't breathe or nothing. I didn't know none of this stuff here. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. That's when I went to church. I better get saved. I was bad and sick. Isn't there something to be bad and sick? I said, I better get saved for several reasons. Amen. God is good. Did I pray? Did y'all all get pray for salvation? Y'all all say, let me see your hand. Did I pray that prayer already? All right, pray this prayer with me, then we can go. Amen. Listen, y'all. I'm 20 minutes over my time. I have just had a great time. God is good. Go over what I covered with you. Spend time in your Bible. Read your Bible. Listen to a couple hours of tapes a day. CDs. Renew your mind. Renew your mind to a miracle mindset. You'll start praying miracle prayers. Not none of them begging prayers. You'll pray some miracle prayers. How many of y'all know somebody need the power of God? They need a miracle in their life. I got my hand up for me. Lord have mercy. Ooh, Jesus. My God. God is faithful. Turn to your neighbor and say, God is faithful. And then tell them to say, God heard your prayer. Tell them, say, God heard your prayers when you pray. Yes, sir. Turn to somebody and say, God heard your prayers. And his answer is yes. Say, don't give up. Don't let go. Stand your ground. Confess that word. In Jesus' name. All right, that's what I'm talking about. We ain't going to church just to be going to church. We come in here for kingdom business. Every head bound, every eye closed, if you say this prayer and say, God, I believe that Jesus is your son. He died for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Savior and my Lord. I receive you, Jesus, by faith, not by feelings, but by faith. I believe you heard my prayer. I'm not lost anymore, but I'm born again. I'm in the body of Christ. I'm in the family of God. Jesus, baptize me with the Holy Ghost. I desire a miracle mindset and a miraculous life that's provided by your blood. In Jesus' name, I'll never be the same. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Those of you out there in Facebook land, YouTube, write me, call me, let me know you got saved, you got born again. Those of you who've been backslidden, you prayed that prayer, amen. Come on back in the body of Christ, amen. Shouldn't have never let you stay home. You should have stayed here even with the pandemic. That's all right, but come on back. I'm just kidding. People need to do what they need to do, amen. But come on, you need the fellowship. Amen. When I don't see Christians, I miss Christians. Amen. And I'll just tell you the story. I was in a backslidden condition one time. Years ago, I was a young man. Backslidden condition. That's all I'm going to tell you. Man, I hadn't been to church in a while. I felt like I was dried up, man. It was like spiritually, I was dried up. I was in another country, and I needed to find a church. I said, God, I needed to be in an environment where the gospel was preached. My soul, it was like thirsty for God. I needed to hear something about God. And I went to a Jimmy Swagger crusade. It was in Toronto. I sat in there, and they were singing and praising God. That was good. I said, man, y'all get to the preaching. And you don't know you can be like that. Amen. Oh, but God is faithful. Come on, somebody. Is somebody out there like that? Saints, of being a sinner with all the stuff that come with it. Saints, the devil ain't dressed it up. He's still lying about it. He's still messing people up. And people, some of y'all know some people that ain't saved. Stand to your feet. Some of you know some people that they're not saved and look like they're all right. Look like everything all right. Can I get a witness? Look like they're all right. Sister Denise, they look like they're all right. They ain't all right. The devil ain't letting nobody be all right. If the believers, the just shall live by faith, you trust in God every day. You think the devil gonna give folks some time off? Yeah. Some of y'all ain't been out of the devil that long. Y'all know, y'all remember. I'm just kidding. But no, it ain't no peace in that. Mm-mm. Ain't no peace in that. So I know like some of you, I used to lead church and I didn't know no better. I lead church, I just felt so good. Felt like I had done something right. You know, righteousness, that was my taste. I was a boy then. I leave church. I said, man, I went to church Sunday. It was like, you know, I just felt righteous because I had obeyed God. I felt now how much I obeyed. I had gone to church and I had learned something new. Wasn't a whole lot in my little boy mind. I felt that I was on track. I'm doing right. I'm around people who are doing right. And I lived in an environment where a lot of wrong was going on. But just that speck of righteousness, it encouraged me. It was building me from the inside because I had become a Christian. I didn't know a whole bunch, but I knew I was a Christian. And then every time I went to church and go home, it's like it was a big smile on the inside. I felt that God was pleased with me. Are you following me? I know there were some roads ahead. But God was pleased with my life. And then the blessings began to start in my life as I kept going to church. Now, I know y'all hear, y'all ready to go. Somebody hearing this, somebody 9 years old hear me telling this, somebody 12, 14, they're hearing this, somebody 21, it makes a difference. God gonna slowly walk you into your destiny. He got greatness in mind for you. Come on, somebody. So I thank y'all today. Amen. Give the Lord a wave here.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening. And join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.